This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome back to 365 Days with MXM Tune. I'm Maya, a singer, songwriter, video maker, Oakland native, and a supporter of international cooperation. I'm also a huge fan of history. I love untold stories, gross facts, hidden secrets, and anything weird, dark, and funky from the past. Each day, I'm going to share one of my favorite deep cuts with you, so let's take a look at today's stories.
It's 365 with MXM Tune. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.
Today in 2016, the UK voted to leave the European Union. This process, known as Brexit, has shaped the continent's politics over the last several years. And the fallout from the decision will affect it too for years to come. Let's learn more about what Brexit means and what its implications are for world politics. If you don't know much about European politics, being in or out of the EU might not seem like a huge deal. It's not like they were voting on, oh, I don't know, whether or not to elect someone with a long track record of racism, sexism, and failed businesses. But for people in the UK, it really was like that. Being in or out of the EU represents so much more than membership in a group. At the end of World War II in 1945, as the United Nations began to assemble, we'll talk about that in our June 26 episode, the European continent had a similar idea. They saw the power in unity and peace, and also how an alliance of countries could help one another. In 2015, while David Cameron was prime minister, conservatives like Boris Johnson, who took the prime minister office in 2019, were pushing for Brexit. Cameron let the people of the UK vote on whether or not to leave the EU, expecting that it would fail, that it'd gain him popularity among his Conservative Party while putting an end to the discussion. But of course, that's not what happened. People were attracted to Brexit in the same way that many Americans were unfortunately attracted to Donald Trump. It felt like a way to stand up to the establishment and try something radically new to combat disillusionment with the state of affairs. But of course, it's way more complicated than that. The EU helps regulate and make sustainable much of the economic activity in the continent. That might seem boring, but a booming, sustainable economy means stable jobs and income for the people, so they can support their families, get food on the table, and live a life with the resources necessary to thrive. Economic issues impact human rights issues, like access to safe housing and fair, well-paid jobs. After the referendum to leave the EU barely passed, only 52% of people voted in favor, while 28% of the population didn't even vote at all. It was a shock, even to David Cameron, who called for the referendum. He announced his resignation the next morning, saying he wasn't the right person to lead this next chapter in British history. That's a real diplomatic way of saying, this is a mess, I'm out, even though he kind of got us into this exact mess. Predictably, the UK economy tanked. Just 3 months after the vote, a political scientist at Oxford University named Alexander Betts gave a TED Talk trying to explain why this all happened. He introduced himself by saying, "I am British." The crowd broke out into a fit of nervous laughter. Then he said, "Never before has this phrase, 'I am British,' elicited so much pity." In his TED Talk, Betts explained how on the morning of June 24th, he woke up and found out that his country was leaving the EU. The Prime Minister had resigned, and maybe the United Kingdom itself would dissolve over differing opinions on Brexit. It was utter chaos, to the point that it didn't seem real. If that reminds you of how it felt to wake up on November 9th, 2016, when Donald Trump had been elected President of the United States, you're not alone. Many people compared the shock and heartbreak of these two events, which happened within months of each other. But most troublingly, the similarity between these events showed us just how divided our world was, and still is. Brexit paved the way for some of Trump's bolder international politics moves, like pulling out of the Paris Agreement, a global contract to reduce the impact of climate change. By March 29th, 2017, the process of withdrawing from the EU began. According to the bylaws of the EU, there'd be a 2-year negotiation period in which the EU laws would still apply to the UK, and the leaders of each body would figure out how to proceed going forward. About 80% of the EU's activity in the financial market took place in the UK, so this would have major implications for the rest of Europe too, as well as anyone who Europe trades with. It's a whole spiral of consequences, and it's not very pretty. The negotiations continued through 2020 until a deal was reached. The split took effect earlier this year, and we're still seeing what will happen. There are still talks of UK countries like Northern Ireland and Scotland potentially leaving the United Kingdom, and only time will tell how this continues to affect the globe. Now, let's talk about music. Today, in 2015, Leon Bridges released his debut album, Coming Home, featuring the hit retro soul singles Coming Home and Smooth Sailin'. The album's title song was a top 10 most viral track on Spotify, and for good reason. It feels like listening to oldies classics like Sam Cooke, but with a contemporary twist. The record was nominated for Best R&B Album at the 58th Grammy Awards, but ultimately, D'Angelo and The Vanguard took home the title for the album Black Messiah. Still, Bridges was everywhere that year, appearing on Saturday Night Live, where he delivered a beautifully earnest performance in a tux. He even appeared in an Apple commercial for the iPhone 6. Even though he didn't get the Grammy for his incredible debut, he did win the award for Best Traditional R&B Performance in 2019 for his song, Ben Ain't Worth the Hand. So way to go, Leon. And now for today's final segment, I'll be going back into my own photo archive to see what I was up to on a June 23rd in my life. On June 23rd, 2017, I took my soprano ukulele, which was very generously gifted to me by my grandparents, and I stuck a sticker on it. The sticker is still on my ukulele to this day. It is of Michael Scott from The Office with the quote, "It's Britney, bitch." I called it my Michael Scott ukulele, and it has had that sticker on it for 5 years. Oh my god, no, 4 years. I can't even do math. 4 years now. But it will still stay there forever, and I hope Michael Scott will feel commemorated by being on the body of my first owned ukulele. Thanks for going back in time with me, and remember to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. You can come back tomorrow for more stories from the past.
It's 365 with MXM2. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.